Brilliance Audio presents The Dark Circus by Ana Vallabriga and David Taplana, translated by Michael Meggs, performed by Timothy Andres Pabon. She urged her horse across the hospital parking lot in the pre-dawn light. She dismounted, her bare feet landing in something sticky, probably vomit, but she strode forward without a glance. The thin nightgown clung to her lushly rounded body. At the community meeting the previous day, everyone she loved had turned their backs on her. She hadn't slept a wink that night. Tired at last of thrashing about in the sheets, she'd made a decision. She pushed open the main door and marched to the reception desk. The place stank of urine. People turned to stare. They whispered to one another, tittering at the sight of her. At least those who could did. One old man with a vacant gaze simply drooled. A young woman came limping out of the restroom. A man in a green robe was pushing a wheelchair in which there was a young boy covered in blood. "Your health card," came a voice from behind the desk. She turned to look and saw only her own reflection in the safety glass. Her black hair was matted and wild, making her look as mad as she felt.
"I need your card."
"What?" She peered through the glass and caught a glimpse of dyed red hair, glasses with heavy plastic frames and a cord, no sign of intelligence. She told herself to be patient, to speak clearly.
"Call a doctor, please."
"Do you have a health card?"
The woman seemed rattled.
"No, I don't have one." She took a deep breath. "Please call a doctor right now."
"I'm afraid that unless you have your card..."
"Oh, God."
"Get her out, please."
She burst into tears.
"She can't just die."
"Ma'am, I need your health card."
"Didn't you hear me, bitch?"
She hammered the glass partition.
"I told you to get her out."
The woman jerked back.
"Ma'am,
get her the hell out of me right now."
The receptionist picked up the phone and punched a couple of buttons, muttered something, then hung up.
"A doctor will be here momentarily."
She stood stock still, scanning the room, poised to attack. A security guard appeared in a doorway and pulled up short at the sight of her.
"I want her cut out this instant."
She pulled a knife from the sleeve of her nightgown and approached the guard, her eyes locked on his. He backed away and crouched defensively.
"Take it easy, ma'am. The doctor's on his way."
And sure enough, one appeared, stepping around the guard.
"What's going on?" The doctor put up his hands. "What is it you need?"
She held the handle of the knife to her swollen belly.
"You have to give me a cesarean."
"How far along are you?"
23 weeks.
"I'm sorry, but that's too late for an abortion. The law here says..."
"I don't want an abortion. I want a goddamn cesarean."
"But the fetus is terribly premature. It wouldn't survive."
She pointed the knife at the doctor.
"What do you know about my baby, you piece of shit?"
"I'm a doctor, ma'am, and I assure you..."
"This baby is not going to die today, you hear? She has a mission to accomplish."
"Then why do you want a cesarean?"
Choking, blinded with tears, she shouted,
"Because I can't live like this anymore."
She raised the blade to her throat. The doctor and the guard tackled her at the same time, and all three went down in a heap, her throat slashed from ear to ear, and blood gushing out in throbbing torrents.